Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. The first portion of this show until 8 o'clock will be trying to bring the commercial up from different portions of the show so that we can run a commercial without me actually doing the commercial. I've made a commercial, but I can't seem to get the commercial to, I can't seem to get the commercial to transform over to what it's supposed to be, you know. So what I decided to do was dedicate the first 15 minutes or so, or half an hour or so, to see if I can get that done. What do you know? It's converting now. And that's one of the problems I have. It wasn't converting properly, so this is very interesting. I shouldn't have done this like this because it failed again. I can't seem to get the commercial to do what it's supposed to do. I don't know if it's because of the waveform. I won't do this again. At least defeats the purpose, because if you tune in to this particular show, you'll be getting a half an hour of absolutely nothing, because the show starts at 8. And I wanted to do some things prior to the show starting, but it doesn't seem to be working in my favor. I'm still trying to make this work. I'm going to take it from someplace else. Let's see if I can go to the USB drive. Music. Yeah, I won't do this again. This was a mistake. This is a mistake. Because those of you who are tuning in won't actually be getting what you're supposed to be getting, you know? And that's the problem. So this was a mistake to do this way. This will be the last time I do this, so. Let me see if I can take it from here. See if this will work. What I'm trying to do is upload music into the show. I've done it before, but as it stands right now, it brings it over, but it won't convert the conversion. So I might have to use a different format or something, I don't know. But that's what I put this half an hour for on, so I can practice converting. But I should have did it half an hour after, not right at the show time, you know. So I'm just explaining to you why you have a half an hour of almost nothing going on before 8 o'clock. I'm still trying to convert this audio file, but it's not working properly. Well, since this is not going to work, I'm going to just spend this time going through some of the things dealing with the commercial that we should have. In the commercial, I state that we're going to be here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. That's not the case. We're only going to be here on Sunday. So we're probably just going to have the one Sunday show called the Bible 2.0, and we're going to get into different topics. On Sunday, but we're going to revert you to the Bible because the Bible it's a very special book. And our biggest problem right now is that we don't actually know how to use the Bible, and we need to do that. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play some songs off the album to kick us into the hour, okay? This is called Jesus Is Mine from the... This is called Jesus Is Mine from the album Christ Has Come, okay? So just give a listen and enjoy.
I'm so happy today.
I'm so happy.
Oh Lord, I don't know about anybody else, but I
I need a special friend in my life, and I want to talk about why I made Jesus that special friend. Jesus was tempted by the devil on the mountain. He said, eat that bread, you don't have to fast. Jesus said, man, should not live by bread alone. But he said, I'm on my way home. Jesus had the strength to overcome the devil. The only way to be baptized by John. He took 12 men to walk with him down those dusty roads. His spirit reached out and touched the lame man. He got up to walk so straight and bold. Such a kind of man I need as a friend. Someone who can look at me till the end. Every time I call, he is always there for me. He's the one thing in my life that I know is guaranteed. He's the one who found a devil on the mountain. He's there, he's there, he's there, he's on him.
So we always start off with our national anthem.
Thank you.
Good evening, good evening. This is your brother Elohim for tonight. I've been on for a little while. I tuned in earlier because I wanted to do some stuff on the show. So if you download the show, it's going to be a half an hour prior to the show, right? So you might have to just screen past that. But we did play some music during that time, so it won't be so empty. I was trying to upload some things into the show. So those of you who are downloading the show from the different countries, just move past that and go right to the show at 8 o'clock, okay? As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reap what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the enlightenment, and I will get what I want, okay? Love is the act that make others feel good. One God, one aim, one destiny. Okay, now that's our slogan and that's our assertion. We do assertion, not prayer, because we know who we are, and we don't pray for anything. We assert into the universal order what we want, and we're definitely going to get it. Just remember, Mom always said, be careful what you ask for. So when you go in there asking for stuff, knowing that you're going to get it, you don't have to ask a whole bunch of times. You know what I mean? The universe is very adept in hearing what you're saying. So just ask one time and you're going to get it. But make sure it's really what you want, okay? And we always start the first 5 minutes, though. We start talking about love, all right? Now remember that love is an act that makes others feel good. That's our slogan. And we push this a lot because it's very important that we learn how to love each other. Love is the key to this whole thing. But now people say, well, I want you to love me like you love yourself. Well, I take issue with that, you know, because some people literally hate themselves. I want them to love me like they love themselves. We need better examples of how to love each other than the guy that you see in the mirror, because the person you see in the mirror has been doing a terrible job loving themselves. So if you love me the way Jesus loves you, or the way Muhammad loves you, or Buddha loves you, okay, that's something different. At least you have some kind of example of how to love each other. This culture does not want you to know how to love each other, because once you learn how to love yourself and you learn how to love others, they'll lose a lot of money because you stop putting junk and crap in your body. Remember, garbage in, garbage out. And if you love this temple, okay, that God dwells in, that's not the topic for today, but I just wanted to bring that up. If you love this temple that God dwells in, then you would treat this temple with respect, okay? You wouldn't be trying to make it high, you know? You wouldn't be eating flesh, which you spoke of, that you're not supposed to have in the Bible. Those of you who spoke with Bible thumpers like me, go back and read it, Genesis 1:29, okay? You would really begin to regulate your diet better, regulate how you eat, and fall in love with that guy or that woman that you see in the mirror, and love that person with all your heart. Love the Lord your God with all your heart. Psalm 82, you are God. Love the Lord your God with all your heart. Love you with all your heart. And as you love yourself, you'll be better at loving others, okay? And just remember, don't be running around trying to push each other's buttons. I want to see if she's jealous. I want to see if he's jealous. I want to make sure that it look there with you. They ain't went nowhere. I mean, something must be going on. Read what you sow. Action and reaction. Your actions have a lot to do with the reaction of the person that you're with. And it makes a big difference, you know, based on how you treat a person, because you can't keep treating a person bad and expect them to constantly treat you good. It don't work like that. They're going to wake up one day and say, wait a minute, this person treated me like crap. I'm going to give them back some of the same thing. Now, you do have some people who are raised thinking that a man is supposed to hit them. women are raised saying that the guy is supposed to hit them. And some guys are raised thinking that the women are supposed to treat them like crap. They raised like that. Remember, when you raise your children, the men, you're raising your daughters on how to treat their husbands. And the women, you're raising your sons on how to treat their wives. So if you're beating on them and yelling and screaming at them and all that, they think that's how it's supposed to be. Like my daughters, I've never hit my daughters. Follow what I'm saying? Now, I punished them. Like one daughter, she got out of hand. I had her run up and down the steps a whole bunch of times since she got tired, and I sent her to her room. But I never hit the girl because I don't want them to think that if the guy's not hitting them, that the guy don't love them. No. And then any relationship they in, I know they're men. And they know me. They know they did not put their hands on my babies because I'm coming. Look, your husband, not her dad. She's not a dad. So, you know, you can chastise her, but don't put your hands on her. I let the men know that right from the door. You know what I'm saying? And the same thing with the women. You know, when the wives interact with the boys' women, you know, they have to let them know that there's lines that they're not supposed to cross when it comes to my son. If you do, I'm coming. You know what I mean? So it all makes a difference. You have to learn how to love each other. And when you raise your children, remember, you're raising, the women are raising the boys to teach them how to treat their wives. And the men are raising the girls to treat them. And let me back up here for a minute. The men are raising the boys on how to treat their wives. And the women are raising the girls on how to treat their husbands, okay? So how you raise your children is important, okay, because you're giving them an example. And how you treat your wife, how you treat their mother, and how you treat their father is important too. We're dealing with love. This is all part of love, you know. Love is two factions. It's mental and it's physical. See what I'm saying? The mental aspect is how you talk to each other. How do you respond to what each other is saying? The physical aspect is how you treat each other, what you do for each other. You follow what I'm saying? And it's a learning process. You have to go through a learning process to learn what your partner likes. Once you know what they like, that's all you give them. Don't give them what they don't like, even if you're mad at them. Don't go there. You follow what I'm saying? Sit down. Talk it out. That's the best way to do it, okay? Now, that's our 5 minutes on love. One Sunday, we're going to do a whole show on love, but right now we're just doing 5 minutes every time we open up because I think love is so important. It's so important if you're going to function as a group, function together as individuals, function together as couples or as families. You know, if we don't know how to love each other, nothing works. And half all the couples that get married, they break up because they literally don't know what love is, okay? Now, let's get on to the topic of the day. The topic of the day is freedom. Boy, I could talk about this for the next 3 hours without nonstop when we're talking about freedom. Let's go to, because we're dealing with, now this is Sunday, I'm a Bible thumper because I know how powerful the book is. And the reason why we're having so much trouble understanding the book is because the preachers, not all of them, but the preachers aren't giving us the proper understanding. And a lot of times it's not intentional, it's just because they don't know, because of who they have been taught by. You follow what I'm saying? So, we're going to start off with in the King James Version. We're going to start off with Samuel. It said, "Give us a king," cried the people. Remember that there was a time when the people had no ruler. I'm gonna say that again because a lot of us they can't imagine not having somebody being a slave master over them. It said there was a time when people had no ruler, only a prophet. Only a prophet of God to guide them. not lead them. See, sometimes you need guidance, but once you learn how to walk across the street, it don't make sense for mom and papa to hold your hand to walk you across the street. You know how to get from point A to point B. And a lot of times, if once you learn how to walk across the street and they're still holding your hand, you get resentful. You know? Well, why is you holding my hand? I know how to cross the street, you know? And if you still want to hold their hand, even when they resent it, then you have to use force. See what I'm saying? When you want somebody to do something and it's not necessary for you to be hanging over them, you have to use force to make them acquiesce to you being there. I'm just bringing that up for a second here as we go into what's going on, because I want you to think about what's going on and what I'm getting ready to read here and show you why the Bible is such a powerful book if we read it properly. You follow what I'm saying? Now, in King James, freedom is control. Think about that. Freedom is control. If you don't have control, you don't have no freedom. This is what's going on. Whoever's in control over you, they're the ones that have freedom. And the laws are made to control the subjects. Okay? Now, why do I say subjects instead of citizens? Okay, let's go on. Let's get into what the Bible says. It's 8:11. And he said, this will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them for horsemen, and some shall run before his chariots. Think about when a president comes to town. Comes to town with a little limousine, which is a chariot, and he has the secret servant running beside the chariot. Now, this is thousands of years ago that this information was given you before you had a king, all right? And he's telling you what's going to happen with the king so that you can understand what type of system that you're under. And then in 8:12, and he will appoint him captain over thousands and captain over 50, and will set them to tear his ground and to reap his harvest and to make his instruments of war and instruments of his chariots. There's your military. You see what I'm saying? Once the king takes over, he's going to take your sons and your daughters, and you're going to turn them into a military. That's what happened. Nama realized this when he was uniting Upper and Lower Kemet. Okay, this is when your first king and queen type of system began to evolve, dealing with the pharaohs. Okay, he created the first republic. A republic is a war machine. This was the first time, instead of the farmers we going out to fight during harvest season, when harvest season is over, when we start waging war, the Republic, Anama set up a permanent military so that he can conquer southern Kemet. Okay, now the southern king, I'm just going to throw this out there, was called, the Scorpion King. The one they had in the movie, the Scorpion King, but you don't know that's Upper and Lower Kemet. But, okay, I'm just throwing some things out there for you to check. You can Google, you can read this stuff out, okay? And 8:13, it said, he will take your daughters to be confectionaries and cooks and to be bakers, okay? He'll take your children and work for him, okay? And he will take your fields and your vineyards and your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his servants, all right? Now, when you talk about the upper middle class, this is what he's doing. He's taking the best is going to the upper middle class. These are his servants. I love my work. I love my job. You know what I mean? They're not interested in how things work, just as long as they're getting what they're supposed to be getting. But it's telling you in the Bible what the king is going to do, okay? So now think about this for a minute. This is what the king's doing, and the rulers and leaders of this country are doing this. What is this book trying to tell you, okay? Then it says, 14, he will take your fields and your vineyards and your olive yards, even to the best of them, and give them to his servants. You follow what I'm saying? So the best lamb, when they came here, they took the best of the land, the best of everything, and gave it to who? The people that they were going to use to control the masses. All right? That's what the land grab was all about. Think about it. You know your history. They had the land grab where they turned everybody loose, and whatever land that you stick in, that was yours. He gave it to you, and he had your children as a military to protect his servants. Okay? Now, 15, it says he will take a tenth of your seed and of vineyards and give them to his officers and to his servants. Okay, this is in the book. Now, I'm not writing this stuff. It's already there for you to read. Now, when the church tells you they want you to tie a tenth of your income, who are they acting like? They're becoming kings and queens over you. Think about it. Well, I got to give tithes. Yeah, you give tithes to the king and queen. You got the first lady, of the church. They're becoming kings and queens over you, which is not supposed to be. Ask yourself, if you're following Jesus the Christ, how much did he ask you to tie into him when he was serving the people? You have to think about what you're reading. The churches have become kingdoms. All right? And that tie you give in is part of what they say the king is going to ask you for. And some churches are demanding it. They want to see your records. They want to see your financial records and every doggone thing. This is what's going on out there. Okay? And and it says he will take a tenth of your seed and vineyard and give it to his officers and to his servants. Think about what's going on in Congress. They're taking your money, giving it to the congressional people. They're all millionaires. Okay, all of them. Obama, too. I know everybody talk about Trump, but Obama got paid like everybody else got paid when he did that tax. This, under the Trump administration, you had the largest wealth transfer in the history of the country. It takes money. It takes money to keep a military rolling. You know what I mean? Because those guys, they don't do nothing but do security. You fight for the protection of who? The king and the queen, which is your president. That your president has become a king. Your churches have become kings and kingdoms. That's what's going on right now. And it's telling me right here in the book, Samuel 8:6-18. Now, in 16 it says, he will take your men servant and your maid servant and your goodliest young men and your asses and put them to his work. So they're not working for you, they're working for themselves. When they're out there collecting all that money and doing what they're doing, passing their little laws and statutes and all that, it's not for your benefit. Wake up, people, and smell the coffee. It's in the book. The book is telling you what type of system that you're under and what the churches have become. Churches have become kingdoms. And it says he will take your men servant and your maid servant and your goodliest young men and your asses and put them to his work. Not working for you. That's not how this works. This is why the book is so powerful. If you read the book and go into the book with an open mind, not with the prejudice mindset, okay, that they have put on you when you go into the book, because they don't tell you to read the whole book, right? They just tell you to read the portion that they want you to read, so that they can control your mind, control what you're doing. And this is not how it's supposed to be, okay? Now, I'm telling you, don't be out there throwing the book away. Now, we're talking about freedom. Okay, let's go into the Tyrannical Scriptures right now. That's another book. You don't have it yet, but it will be, you'll have one soon. There's a lot of talk about freedom. When you think about freedom, what are you really talking about? It's control. Think about this. You're a cow on a farm. And when you think about people, think about government as a farm. Now, government is a system that's supposed to be there to protect the people. Was the original that was the original purpose, but the governments aren't governments, they're farms, and you are the livestock. Okay, now also, if you have a comment or something you want to say, all you have to do is push one and let me know that you have your hand up, and I'll open up your mic and you can you can say or whatever you want to say. You know what I mean? If you have a group, something that you want to give a statement to, a statement about, or you want to advertise on the program, that's fine too. We don't charge for advertising on the show, okay? Now let's go back to this farm concept, okay? The cow goes to the barn. That's how the cow is most productive. They milk the cow and they put the milk up so that the farmer can get the milk ready for the marketplace so that the farmer can make money. When you go to work, that's the barn. That's where the products are being made for the marketplace so that the farmer can make money. Now, when the cow gets done with the work, the farmer lets the cow out of the barn to graze, roam around, have fun with other cows. Now, when you get off work and you go to graze or eat, watch television, have fun with your friends and other workers, now the cow goes back to work the next day. You go back to work the next day. Then you start talking about freedom. The cow is talking about freedom. They say cows don't talk, but trust me, cows are not as dumb as people think they are. Oh boy, I just lost my place here. When you're talking about the there we go. When you're talking about the farmer, okay, I got to get my place back here. When we're talking about the farmer, because I'm actually reading this out of a book. It's called The Rhyme of Conscription. I'm reading out of a book, okay? And I just want you to know, normally I don't read out of this book because this book is for people who are actually really trying to understand what's going on, you know. But since we're talking about freedom, we need to know exactly what freedom is and how the whole thing works, okay? So to do what we come to present you with, the money to go some now, now the farmers, here you're talking about freedom. And here's a cow talking about making a break for the other side of the gate. So the farmer says to the cow, this is kind of funny to me because it's such a reflection on what's going on with us, you know. This cow is stirring up the other cows. So what I'm going to do is put this cow outside of the fence. So that the cow does not have access to anything, no grass or anything else. So they open the gate and shove the cow off the farm, and the cow is reluctant to go. So they stick the dog on the cow and scare the cow to leave the farm. The farmer shuts the gate so that the cow can't get back in. And now the cow is saying, "What have I done to make them treat me like this?" You know what I mean? The cow is worried, "Oh, man. I know I'm talking about freedom, but why are you treating me so badly?" So when the farmer hears you complaining and griping, the farmer says to the person is stirring up the other workers so that the farmer puts you off the farm, you're fired. Man, what am I going to do? I can't feed myself. I can't pay my bills. I can't buy clothes for myself because I don't have a job. Now, in the meantime, the cow was standing by the fence because the cow does not have control over the environment. That he hasn't put in. Now, when you don't have control, all right, over the environment, we have control over the environment that you're in, and somebody, okay, blocks your access to what you need to survive with, you got a problem. And this is what's going on. This is what's happening out here, all right? That's why you have to have permission. Even a lawyer in Philadelphia has to have permission to work in Jersey because he's a Philadelphia lawyer. He don't have jurisdiction in Jersey, okay? They don't want him to go off the farm. They don't want him to go beyond the gates. You understand what I'm saying? I'm trying to get you to make you aware or get you to understand exactly what's going on with you in reference to freedom. You've never had freedom. You don't know what it is to control a society. You've never controlled this society. Most of us. I'm not talking about the 1%. They're in control. They teach their children how to control. And this is not what you're teaching your children. You're letting your children enjoy all of the distractions that they want. Football, baseball, basketball, all these things are distractions because unless you're going to be a professional athlete, what's the point? Unless you're a gambler. Now, if you're gambling on something different, you're making money off the games, you know. But that's contrary to biblical teachings as far as gambling is concerned. So this whole freedom thing is absolutely amazing when you think about it, and when you think about what the Bible is telling you about how they're going to take everything from you once you give your freedom up. Means once you give control to the king and the queen, the Bible is telling you what they're going to do. And when you think about what the churches and the governments and everybody is doing, they're doing exactly what the book said they're going to do. Wait a minute. If we had this information for 2,000 years, why are we stuck in this trap? People live by the book, but what are they reading? What kind of understanding do they have if they're living by the book and they're stuck in this trap? Now, the book also tells you how to get out of this trap. Get them suckers to the curb. Oh, wait a minute. How do you get rid of a king and queen? Check the First and Second World War. Go even prior to that. King Ferdinand and the boys. If they get rid of them, they kill them. You know what I mean? You think that the kings and queens of England, you think they're going to go quietly when you want to get rid of them? But now they're smart. They're really smart because they set up a parliament. They give you the illusion of control. But it's against the law to even talk about getting rid of the queen and king of England. You just talk about it, they'll lock you up. That's what I'm saying, you know? That's why having a king and queen is so difficult. Because to get rid of them, you got to kill a whole lot of people to get to them. When you think about Hitler and how he went out to Britain, what he had to go through, topple the British government, okay? How many people he had to kill because at one time the sun never set on the British Empire. Think about that. The sun never set on the British Empire. Those people come off that little island and with their little ships and their military, and they was taking everything they could because they spent so much money on the military. Oh, they made peace. As long as you had a military, they made peace until they got to the point that they could take you. Then the peace was broken. They come and take whatever you had. That's what's going on. The United States is a colony of Britain. You might not understand that, but if you go and read and check some of your resources, you know that's what's going on. We're talking about freedom. Freedom means control. Now, where's your control? Stop and think about it for a minute. What do you really have control over? Well, we're in halfway in the hour. Part of what I was doing the first half of an hour was trying to get the commercial transfer into the system so I can just push a button and it'll play. But I'm having trouble locking it in, so I'm having to do the commercial myself. This is Elohim 5 Tribes Radio Presents. We're Elohim Speaks at 8 to 9 p.m. Philadelphia time, and the call-in number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to give us a shout-out. We do not mention your name unless you want us to. We only use the first four digits of your phone number. If you have a company or a group and you want to give us a shout-out, please feel free to do so, okay? Now, we were going to do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, but that's not possible. I tried it for almost a month, and I only was able to do 2 days on Monday out of the whole month. So the reason being, I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'll be a little exhausted by the time comes, and I'll be falling asleep. I can't talk. So we're just going to do something. We're going to stick with Sunday for a while, okay? And so we're going to be here on Sunday, every Sunday at 8 o'clock, right? We've got a gospel CD on the market. It's how we support ourselves. We sell CDs, books. The book on the market, Chronicle Scriptures Part 2, A Christ Has Come, all right? I was just reading to you out of Chronicle Scriptures Part 1, all right? A complete version. That's not on the market. It's not, and it's not going to be on the market, okay? The Jesus is Coming CD, the link is cdbaby/CD/ElohimChrist2. That's the number 2. So check it out. And you can also catch me on YouTube. Just click in Christ 10 Tracks, Jesus is Coming. We ask ourselves when Jesus is coming back, where is he coming from? We think he's coming from the same place he came from the first time, out of the goddess's womb. So you sisters out there, be mindful of what you're dumping. The child you dump might just be the one to get us out of this mess we're in. So don't take our chance from us. We need those babies, okay? Just remember, it takes two to make them, and it takes two to take care of them. So you brothers lock in and make sure you're taking care of those children, because we told you, well, I was going to get into a lecture, I'm telling you. Don't forget to check out my book, The Ronald Pitts Part 2 of Christ Has Come, okay? For more information on the CD or the book, call TCCA at 215-758-1703 from 9 to 5. That's Monday through Saturday, okay? Also, I'm in the gold business, so if you're interested in buying or selling golds, I function with Caribars Gold System. So also give me a call at 215-758-1703 or email me at ElohimChrist@gmail.com. That's ElohimChrist@gmail.com. Please don't forget to visit my website, ElohimChrist.com/website. That'll take you to our website and get a little more information about us as well. I would like to give a shout out to Horace Butler for his Black History book, When Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands our history and helps fill in the missing pieces. Also, I'd like to give a shout out to Legacy of a Nation show hosted by Brother Mac and Son. Comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern. They talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. The call in number is 319-527-6199. I would like to give a shout out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamicha 11. She has a spoken word and she speaks pretty good, so check her out. I'd like to give a shout out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on YouTube at Nikki Love Wunam. The call in number, if you want to know more about her show, is 909-749-8626. You can also get her website, Wunam. WunamAndinkra.com, okay? That's WunamAndinkra.com. On YouTube is Nikki Love Wunam. I'd like to give a shout out to Division 121 of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, UNIAACL, 1918 and 1929 of the world. They meet every week. For more information, contact President Mark P. UNA 267 822-2320. Okay, that's from 9 to 7, Monday to Friday. The UAIA offering land to build on in Africa. Think about that. Those of you who want to go back to Africa, he's offering land. RBG Industries, they make design clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit or land, just give them a call, 609-638-5828, okay? And now let's give a shout-out to Sycamore Electronics. The call-in number is 215-909-3352 from 9 to 5. He'll fix your electricity, lickety-spot, lickety-split. Make sure the electricity is working fine. So if you have problems with lighting or anything of that nature, just give him a call. I'll stick my chest out. That's my son's company. It's a brother that has a security company, and he's looking for workers. So if you're interested in a job in security, give brother a call at 336-988-8638. I would like to give a shout-out to Tom Thornton, who writes under the name of Yesterday's Child. He has an old-school style in Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs on the market. He's on the CD Baby. He's under the name of Yesterday's Child. You can catch him on YouTube as well. For more information about his music, I'll give him a call at 267-259-4077. He's also done some background. He's also done some background on my show, on my CD as well, you know. Bubba can chirp. I'd like to give a shout out to Taylor Todd Learning Academy, LLC, licensed and certified. She's a registered nurse who is currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. Taylor Todd has before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality children's service, call 610-688-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. her email address is TaylorToddsLearningAcademy@gmail.com. Her Instagram is Taylor_Todd_LA. I also like to give out shout out to our resident naturopathic healers. We got Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. If you haven't called him lately, give him a call. He has a nutrient chart that he's giving away for free just for calling, so give him a call. We also have Dr. Bill. His number is 631-561-3864. Okay. So if you're sick and you're calling one of the speech specialists, you deserve what you have. No. And nobody really deserves to be sick. So give these guys a call, and don't worry, be healthy. Okay, now we're going to get back into the show now that the commercial is gone. And where are we at? Okay, we were talking about we're talking about freedom, okay? Now, like I said, if you have a comment or something you want to say, just press 1, and you'll be able to let us know that you have your hand up, and we'll be talking about what you can give us a comment or something like that there, okay? Where was that here? Now, I'm reading out of Tyrannical Scriptures Complete Volume, okay? We're talking about the environment that you're in and the environment that you control and what they will do if you start stirring up trouble, you start speaking out, you know, they will do whatever they can to make you feel as uncomfortable as possible as if you're doing something wrong. This is how they work. Now, let's just go back just for a minute. Now, freedom means control. If you're dealing with freedom, now we're going to be talking about freedom for the next couple of weeks here, okay? Because it's so important that you know what freedom is. You've never had freedom, trust me, so you don't know what it is. Most of us don't know what freedom is. Most of us don't have no control, and the system that we're under is set up to limit people's control over it, all right? You're voting. You're not raising your children or putting into your children's mindset what they're supposed to do when it comes to raising the children. Most of us don't raise our children in a political atmosphere. I know I didn't raise mine in a political atmosphere. I kick myself in the butt for that all the time. But when you know better, you do better. Now I'm putting pressure on the children to deal with the grandchildren to get them more into the political process because, believe it or not, once you get to a certain age, your life becomes what's going to happen to the next generation. You need to set up generational wealth. Okay, we'll talk about that for a second. That's not the topic, but we're going to talk about that just for a minute, because we don't be thinking along those lines. You need to, what I'm in the process of doing, I'm setting up an estate, right? I'm buying property that I'm renting out. And the economics from the property, each property, according to the state, the economics from the property goes to a certain child. Because that child, when they have children, it's another tribe, an extension, an extension of my tribe. But that's another tribe, nonetheless. So that money goes to that particular tribe. Now, I don't know if the children are going to do right with the money or not do right with the money, but the state is set up so that they can't buy or sell the property. The only thing they have control over is repairs of the property and the economics that come in from the property. Now, if they screw the money up and they die off, then the property goes to the economic goes to their children. And if their children mess up, it goes to the next generation. And that's what we call generational wealth. Now, I have property that they want to give me. I made $5,000 for a piece of property. Right now, they offer me $150,000 for the property. You see what I'm saying? To sell that property, that would be the short-term goal, right? But to take the property and set it up to rent it out, well, I'm clocking $2,000 a month off the property, right? And that property's economics go to one of the children. That's long-term. See what I'm saying? I'll make the $150,000 come back in 2 or 3 years. See what I'm saying? But it can go on and on and on and on. Every 3 years, that's another $150,000 going to the children. See what I'm saying? That's long-term economics. That's generational wealth. This is how they've been trapping us. They've been getting us to sell our property, and we don't have the property set up as an estate so that the income from the property can go to the children that we desire it to go to. Every one of your children should have some type of income, should get a check from one of your properties. And if you don't have enough property for your children, it's time to start going out and buy them. Now, you don't have to just go to conventional methodology to get your property. Sure, sir. Foreclosure. You can get property pretty cheap like that. Okay, that's enough of that. I ain't really going to get into that. But it's important because we have missed the boat on setting up generational wealth for our children, because we don't know who we are. We don't know who the children are. We think we're Africans. We think we're Asians. We think we're Greeks. We think we're French. But that's not who we are. You know what I'm saying? According to the book, like I said, I'm a Bible fellow. According to the book, you are gods. That's who you are, okay? You are gods, and each child born is a Christ, according to the book. Every mother is a Mary, according to the book. According to my interpretation of the book. Okay, I won't put it like that, all right? Because you have to understand, you have to know who you are. And your children are your extension on this planet physically. And you have to make sure that they're taken care of. That's your job. You're, as a God, you're responsible for 6 billion people. Think about it. You're responsible for 6 billion people. Now, if you come up with a plan sitting there racking your brain, what can I come up with to solve food, clothing, shelter, security for 6 billion people? Your family's not going to want for nothing, because you know you're going to make enough money to take care of a couple of hundred if your plan is to take care of 6 billion. You know what I'm saying? It's like Mama say, don't shoot for the moon, shoot for the sun. If you miss the sun, you're definitely going to hit the moon. You know what I mean? Once you know who you are, then you begin to realize what your responsibilities are, see? And that's where the 1% have us all screwed up. You know, all of us should be like gurus. You know what I mean? If we're not going to be a football star, a basketball star, a baseball star, why are you sitting in the stands? You know, go get involved in something where you can be on the field. Not sitting in the stands, where you can participate in the game. That's what we want you to do. This is what we're talking about. This is what we want to share with you. We want you to get in the game, you know. Now, let's go there for a minute. All this is leading you towards the mindset of being a free person, right? Let's deal with chess for a second, or checkers or whatever game that you play. The first move that you make is to put your pieces on the board. If you don't have your pieces on the board, how are you going to play? I'm saying you got to line your pieces up so that you can play the game. And that's what's going on. Most of us ain't even thinking about the board, let alone putting pieces, getting pieces to put on the board to play. And we're getting our butts kicked. We are here protesting again, right? Because we want some reforms. Now we're getting back to the lesson. We're out here protesting, but we're just livestock to these people. You follow what I'm saying? And they will let you out. They will buy more land and give you some more freedom to run around and do different things, to be more destructive, give you whatever you want. But the bottom line is they're not giving you control over nothing. That's not their plan. Their plan is to give you the illusion of control, but not give you control. Okay, now what I'm going to do, there are these people here on here, but nobody's talking, but it's okay. Just listen. I appreciate you being here, and I want to thank everybody that's on the line. Listen, I appreciate it. And what I'm going to do, we got about 10 minutes left. I'm going to put my friend on a hot seat. I do this every week. Thank you, Sean. Let's get some thoughts and opinions. 1927. Was that a good year or what? I don't know. 1927. You have the mic. You want to talk about your show or make a comment about anything? Put you in the hot seat.
Brother Elaine, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
Excellent. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm Brother Mac, and I've been trying to formulate, a simple way that sort of sums up what you mean when you say that freedom is control. And the example that you gave us from the book of Samuel, saying more than 2,000 years in advance what is going to happen, I find it absolutely fascinating that that you can pick out these passages that have been and continue to be overlooked by our preachers and religious leaders. I wonder. I have to ask. Where do you get this stuff? Where does your inspiration come from? How is it that you are so outstanding in being able to go in the book, even though you refer to yourself as a Bible thumper? Heck, I think you would agree that there are thousands of Bible thumpers. But what you thump when you go into the book is a whole different perspective than what we normally get from our religious leaders, and that's from the head of the Church, Catholics, right on down to the 666 denominations of the same doctrine. But I find it fascinating that you can point out that it was predicted more than 2,000 years ago what the king would do and why he's doing it and to whom. I know you don't have a lot of time, but if you would for my satisfaction, tell me, where does your inspiration come from? And if you would.
All the credit, I give all the credit to Jesus the Christ. Now, you have to understand that Jesus' last name was not Christ. Christ is a title.
Right.
That it was something that you are. You know what I mean? It's not a last name. What I did to get a DNA awakening, because you got information that's in your DNA. And in order to do that, what I did, I went and I think I mentioned this before. I read what Jesus said and don't try to get into the explanation that his followers were given about what he said, because their conscious understanding was nowhere near where Jesus was. So we're 2,000 years up from Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. So if you just read only what Jesus said and leave out the portions in black where they're explaining what Jesus said, you'll get an awakening. You'll get a better understanding of, actually, you will actually get a DNA awakening. It will awaken the DNA in you so that you will be able to see and hear things a little differently, you know. And that's basically where I come from. I'm giving the credit to Jesus Christ. That's where my credit is coming from. But then my mind is open because I've read almost all of the religious books, Bhagavad Gita, Aspi, the Kabbalah, you know, I read them all just to see how they add up to what Jesus is actually saying. And a lot of the comments that Jesus was making are coming from Ma'at, which was what predates the Bible and stuff, you know, which where a lot of this information is coming from, dealing with Ma'at. So it's not a short answer that I can give to that, because it comes from a lot of different sources. But I give most of the credit to Jesus the Christ and what they said that he said, because you have to remember he didn't write no passages in the book. All the passages that was written were based on the memory of Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. So I suggest if anybody that wants to become more aware, to go and do that, and you'd be surprised at how much it will help you mentally when you go back into the book and read what's going on, you know. So that's where my inspiration is coming from. Jesus the Christ, that's where my inspiration is coming from. And because he says that he to eat from me will become a son indeed, and greater works than I did, he will do. So that means that he put you in a platform greater than him. So he knew that in the years to come, you will not only understand what he was saying, but surpass his understanding as what's going on, you know? And so when I go into the book, I'm going in with the mindset of a Christ, because that's what I know. That's what I am, and I know that's what everybody born of a woman is a Christ, and they just don't know it. I hope that answers your question a little bit.
I think that it does. What I think that I'm hearing is that each of us each of us is a light bulb, but has to be turned on in order to give light.
Absolutely. And what I just did was actually illustrate how the light was turned on.
Yes,
you know, but there's well, that's a pretty good analogy. And I like that analogy.
Okay.
So now the question is, once you begin to see, what do you do about it? Once you begin to understand, once you begin to know, what do you do about it? That's the next thing that you have to ask yourself. What am I going to do? How am I going to deal as a God? How am I going to deal with 6 billion people and their problems? And you're having so much trouble dealing with your own problems. But we only got about 36 seconds before I have to go to the actually, I thought we had 36 seconds, but we don't. So we're basically out of time here, Brother Mac. That question you asked was so powerful, it took up 5 minutes just to answer the doggone thing.
Well, let me say out loud, Brother Elohim, thank you for being there for us, so that we can raise the question, because without your insight and stimulation, there's no need to ask a question, because you don't know enough to even ask a question, or you don't know enough to know that there's things that you need to know. But I thank you for being there for us.
And thank you. I want to close out before we stop streaming here. I have walked the path of divine energy today. And did not break the universal law of reap what you sow. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. And I want to thank you, Brother Mac. I just wanted to make sure that goes out. You know, we've only got about 10 seconds here. So,
yes,
and all those that I called on, thank you so much, and I appreciate it. And those that are listening in other countries, I appreciate the fact that when, you know, now that I know that's going on. And I will see you next Sunday. Much love.
Until then, much love.